For Monday, April 26th, 2010, this is the audio Wikinews Brief, your free news source. The current time is 22:30 UTC. I'm Dan Harlow, and here are today's top stories. At least 55 people have been killed in the city of Darfur, Sudan, after clashes between the Rezegat tribe, a Muslim and Arabic tribe of nomadic Bedouins, and the Southern Sudanese Army. Mohammed Issei Aliou, a spokesman for the Rezegat tribe, said they had been looking for water and new pastures when they were attacked by armed forces near the border with the partially autonomous South Sudan. The South Sudanese Army, however, responded by saying that the tribal members were the ones who had started the attacks. The United Nations reports that so far this year, nearly 500 people have been killed in this region over cattle raiding and revenge violence. This is the largest outbreak of violence in the region since elections were held in that nation earlier this month. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck off the southeast coast of Taiwan today at 10:59 local time, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake's depth was at 10 kilometers, which is considered relatively shallow, and the epicenter was 269 kilometers east of Taitung, Taiwan. Both the Taiwanese Central Weather Bureau and the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no tsunami warning was issued, as there is no threat of a Pacific-wide tsunami. According to the Associated Press, some buildings in the capital Taipei swayed for about 20 seconds, although there were not any immediate reports of damage, injuries, or deaths. A protest on the Japanese island of Okinawa calling for the closure of a United States military base attracted almost 100,000 people on Sunday after speculations that the Japanese government may back out of an election promise to force it off the island entirely. The base, Marine Corps Air Station Futama, has long been criticized by the Japanese people, as it and other bases on the island has served as the location for most of America's 47,000 troops stationed in Japan. The U.S. military presence on the island is seen by some as a legacy of Japan's defeat in World War II by the U.S. Japan's current Prime Minister, Yukio Hatoyama, pledged to move the base off of Okinawa entirely and transfer 8,000 military personnel to Guam, superseding a 2006 agreement between the Japanese and American governments to move the base to a less urbanized part of Okinawa. Hatoyama said that he would make a decision about the matter by the end of May, and on Friday told Parliament that he would, quote, stake his job to do so. Opposition leaders in Japan have demanded that Hatoyama should resign as prime minister if he does not make a decision by the end of May. Last week, Japanese Foreign Minister Katsuya Okada met with U.S. Ambassador John Roos, but the content of their conversation has been disputed. Media reports stated that Okada told the American ambassador that Tokyo was in favor of most of the 2006 deal, but Okada has denied the statement, saying that while he had met with Roos, no concessions on the matter had been made. The reports inflamed Okinawans, and the mayor of Nagano, Okinawa, said that the government was, quote, playing with the Okinawans' feelings. Support for Hatoyama's government has fallen sharply in recent months to a 30% approval rating, down from 70% late last year. He has been criticized both in Japan and in the U.S. for his handling of the situation, as he has been unable to gain support for alternate sites for the naval base and has thus far been unable to conduct talks with local officials about the matter. The United States is pushing Japan for compliance with the original 2006 agreement, saying that it is the most viable solution. Singer Bret Michaels of the rock group Poison was rushed to a Los Angeles hospital on Friday with complaints of a severe headache and has remained in critical condition after suffering a brain hemorrhage. The singer rose to fame in the 1980s during the Los Angeles era of chart-topping hair bands and is most famous for the songs Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Nothing But a Good Time, and Talk Dirty to Me. The band still records and releases music after 25 years together, and Michaels recently recorded a song with the teen singer Miley Cyrus. Michaels is also one of the favorites to win the current season of The Celebrity Apprentice, a reality show that pits contestants against each other in an elimination-style competition to become an apprentice to real estate mogul Donald Trump. Trump, who also hosts the show, has sent Michaels his best wishes. On this day in history, in 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant near Chernobyl in the former Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic suffered a steam explosion, resulting in a fire, a nuclear meltdown, and the evacuation and resettlement of over 336,000 people around Europe. And those are the top headlines for Monday, April 26th, 2010. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service and is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.